Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Nicole Adiola, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes, period. Welcome back, y'all. It has been a minute. Oh, my goodness. And with that minute was the closing of an old season, and we're entering into a new season, and not just in the podcast, but also in my life. And you know, sometimes in seasons, they don't end how you think they're going to end. They don't even go how you think they're going to go. And sometimes the season even gets canceled in the middle of it. And so I felt like I was ushering myself into a new season in the podcast that ended up a way that I didn't think. And so I think that's just so timely because on Sunday I went to a new church because I'm visiting my sister in a different city. And the word was, there is blessing in the breaking, and it's not going to look how you think. And so last season on Pray Different Podcast, season two, I just kept having this word that the Lord was going to use me for his glory. And I did not know that my blessing, the glory he was going to use me for, was in the breaking. And so season two ended off pretty broken. And so we're going to just usher in the new, glory to God. And I feel like he's bringing me into a new position to be ready and to be prepared. And so as I was doing a Bible study, it always starts off with Bible study because that's where God always speaks to me in my Bible study time and my communion with him. But he just started to give me an outline of how he wanted the podcast to go. And so this is a whole new season, and this new season is going to have a specific topic that we're going to dissect in different episodes. And so just bear with me. You know, this is the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. So we ain't doing all that cute stuff. You want all that edited cute stuff, go somewhere else. No, God bless you. But yeah. And so because my gift is not in media, it's in speaking the good news of the Lord. So that is what we're going to do here. And so with that being said, I'm going to pray us in. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. I give you all the glory and adoration. I thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do, Lord Jesus, not just in this episode and the lives that it will touch, even if it's just one, Father God, for you left the 99 just to get to the one. So Lord, if this reaches just one, Father God, I pray that heaven rejoices. But also, Lord Jesus, in our lives, Lord Jesus, specifically in how we feel, how we honor you in our feelings, and how we honor you in our actions, in our words, in the way we keep ourselves in our lifestyles, Lord Jesus. Father God, I just pray that as we enter this new season through Pray Different Podcasts, we enter a new season in our lives, Lord Jesus, where we get to see a new dimension of you, Father God. Lord Jesus, I just pray that this season be a blessing to not only those listening, but to me as well, Lord Jesus, that we experience a new side of you, Father God, and we understand that there is blessings in the breaking as well, Lord Jesus, that you can use good and evil for our good, for you are a sovereign God. Lord, we give you all the glory and adoration. We bless your name. We thank you, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So I was doing a Bible study to understand God's character because I felt for a while that I wasn't where I should be. And of course, we all know that's a lie because your brain gonna tell you you're not where you should be, but the Lord is saying, I knew this before you were born. And so, yes, where it feels like he is being silent, that's when he's going before you and preparing a way for you. And so sometimes you have yet only to be still and know that he is God. And I believe that that is what the Lord was telling me to say. I was filling my life with all the busy things, all the things, being too busy for God. And sometimes even trying to shove him into my plans. And as I shoved him into my plans, he knew that that was the only time that he could give me a word. And so he always moved in the best ways. And so I always say that it's so important to give some time in your day to God all the time. So it's always my lunch breaks. But now that I'm in a different atmosphere from work, it is now during a different lunch break. I'm currently in school. And so, yes, during my lunch break from school. But I was understanding God's character. I wanted to know him in a different way. And I was trying to get back to my own mentality of chewing the word, because I felt like for so long I was just reading the word and I wasn't just chewing it and eating it and digesting it and sharing it with everybody. And so I did a Bible study on Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 through 7, the Lord had led me to. And I'm going to read from the NLT version for all these scriptures. But Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 through 7, I'm actually going to read 5 as well, because I feel like this is so good. And I really, really love verse 5. And verse 5 is also the inspiration for one of my tattoos. Yes, I have a tattoo. Exodus chapter 34, verse 5 through 7 says, then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him, and he called out his own name, Yahweh. Oh, you are the cloud by day, fire by night. Yes, Lord. And before we even get into 6 and 7, I just want to dissect the beauty of Yahweh. Yahweh, of course, English has put in vowels, the A and the E. But if you look at YHWH, those are literally the sounds of inhaling and exhaling. And so when they say in the scripture, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, your breath is speaking the name of the Lord. And so when you are to focus on the fact that the very breath in your lungs is to praise the name of the Lord, you will worship different. You will live different. You will, your lifestyle will change. And I think that's so good. And then going into verse 6 and 7, it says, the Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy, I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive iniquity, rebellion, and sin, but I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generation. So what you are doing is not only affecting you and the life that you are living, but the lives to come from your bloodline. And so, well, I kind of want to dissect this. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Yes, but if you look at that, that's all God. Like, that's his characteristics. If we're understanding the character of God, looking at the fruits of the Spirit helps us to analyze our own life and understand that in this time, God was loving. In this time, God brought me joy. He was joyous towards me. In this time, God brought me peace, etc. To add to this, he is also merciful and gracious. But he's also just. If we look at that scripture, he said, all the things. I'm merciful, I'm gracious, I'm patient, I'm abounding in goodness and in truth. I'm keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty. That I may even visit the third and fourth generation and therefore give them the punishment because of your sin. So not only is he merciful and gracious, but he's also just. But if we did not have a godly justice system, everything would just run rampant. He has to be a father. He has to be our dad that sets us in the right positions, the right path, right? So what is mercy? You know how I love to break down a good word. What is mercy? We know what mercy is, but when we were asked, like, what's the definition of mercy? We like, I don't know. Like, it's like, so mercy, compassion or forgiveness on someone worthy of punishment. Ooh, my goodness. Compassionate. Well, okay, what's compassionate? Showing concern for others. Was gracious, kind, and courteous. So if this describes nobody else, this describes Christ for sure. Because he already outlined in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 through 7, that yes, I am merciful, I am gracious, I am patient, I do forgive iniquity, I am abounding in goodness and in truth, but I'm also just. So even though you deserve this punishment, I'm going to have compassion and forgiveness towards you. I'm going to show concern towards you. I'm going to be gracious, kind, and courteous towards you. That is his nature. So it's normal for him to be merciful. That's literally like, that's who God is. That's his character, point blank, period. And he cannot falter from it because he is perfect in all of his ways. So knowing this, we also have to meditate on the fact that God withholds nothing good from us because it's not in his nature. He cannot operate in evil. He doesn't change or conform. He sets the perfect bar because he is the unchanging changer. He changes your situation, your circumstance, but he does not change who he is. He is wise, like perfect beyond years, like beyond we can even think, imagine. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts not our thoughts. He thinks highly, and he knew the end before the beginning, before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew us. And y'all know I love that scripture. Oh, Jeremiah 1:5, I love that scripture so bad. And it just, it's so good. But we also need to meditate on Psalm 84, verse 11. And I'm going to read from the NLT version. And it says, "For the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." And so I feel like, with also the helmet of salvation, meditating on the fact that Jesus lived a life, which one thing that I heard recently was just so mind-blowing. Everybody is waiting, well, not everybody, but the singles in Christ are waiting for marriage, kingdom marriage, you know, me too. You know, we'll get there one day. But it took 33 years for Jesus to become the bridegroom. I said, what? It did. Wow. But Jesus lived a life for 33 years, was brutally executed, crucified, died, resurrected, and ascended to heaven so that the Holy Spirit can dwell in us. If that's not mercy, grace, compassion, patience, I don't know what is. But also, it tells us that he withholds nothing good from us. So if he wants to give us everything good, He knows that in this time, it's not good for you because it will crush you rather than build you. His compassion causes him to hurt when we hurt because he is concerned about us. He is concerned about us. He is compassionate, which is showing concern for others. But if we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, reading from the NLT version, it says, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Humble yourselves, surrender yourself to Christ. What you want to say, what you want to do, how you want to act, what you want to feel, surrender it to Christ. That's easier said than done. But in that time that you are feeling angry and want to lash out on that person, meditate on scripture and understand that vengeance is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. And my body is not my own. So if they are doing these acts against me, for one, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so it's not the person, but it is the power or principality operating behind them that they are allowing to be used by. But if they are doing this towards me, they're doing this towards Christ, because my body, my mind, my heart are not my own. Trust your own. Don't lean on your own understanding. You need to trust in the Lord and his word always, right? And then so we're on 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, and it says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. He is concerned about you. He wants to be there for you. His goal is to lift you closer to him, that you may bring others to him as well. He withholds what is not good for us. It may be forever, it may be for a season, but his goal is to keep us from evil in all, not just physical. So we're thinking, Lord, protect me from the people who are going to come kill me on the road, who may be, you know, out to do all the things, right? But it's the spiritual realm that manifests into the physical. So he is fighting battles for us in the spiritual. If you read and meditate on Psalm 23, if you read and meditate on Psalm 91, those chapters speak to the love of Christ that is causing him to fight battles for you that are unseen. And so that brings me into what season 3 is going to be about, right? And so damaged goods, the words of the enemy. For a while, I felt like damaged goods. Like, I don't even know what made me even bring those words to mind, other than it being the words of the enemy whispering it in my head. He's always trying to fill us with doubt. He's always trying to tweak the words, because God called us good. So he's like, okay, you're good, but you're damaged good. And we refuse to believe that because Christ calls us something different. So for a while I was wondering, well, why do I feel like damaged goods? Even though I found my identity in Christ and I was not meditating on it, why do I constantly have this thought process? Sometimes I lose myself, but he makes it his business to gather me. And the reason that I thought those things were because I defined it by all these earthly things. I defined it by being worth it through the lens of the world. And I didn't even notice it because I was not being sensitive. I was looking at compliments. I was looking at how attractive I was to the eye of others, gifts, or people going the extra mile or going out of their way. That's what gave me worth. Oh, they're going the extra mile, so I'm worth it. No. We are all human beings going through things as well. And so sometimes we're not even thinking about the next person or how that may have made them feel, but we're thinking about all the stuff that we are collapsing under. So it's so important to not find your worth in that, because humans may waver, but we have the unchanging changer who never changes, who never wavers. But this next season, we're going to dissect Who does God say I am? We're going to look at multiple scriptures. We're going to dive deep into that. And as you are blessed, go ahead and send me a DM. If you have any questions, send me a DM. If you want to leave a review at the bottom of this podcast, that's amazing. I just want to push this out to so many people so that they have the opportunity to understand who God calls them to be and who God says they are. And his words will never return to him void. So if he said it, it is the truth. And so we have to make sure that other people, believers and non-believers, understand that God is calling them to someone higher. Push harder. Where is your faith? You're so focused on the things that you can see, speaking to myself. You're focused on the things that you can see, but that's not faith. What does the Bible tell us about faith? Because it's not, oh, focus on the things that I can see. Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So yes, you are hoping for it, but you're living in the truth that it is yours. Because you know that you have God of the impossible, that although it's impossible with man, it's possible with Christ. So no man can come and speak a word into your life if the Lord have not decreed it. No man can come and speak a thing into your life and make you believe it if you know who you are in Christ. And so this next series, we are going to dive into who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. This season is called Called Out. And I feel like the Lord has been giving me that word multiple times. So yes, this season, we are going to understand that we are called out. And we are going to understand who God says we are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. So please drop any questions, queries, quagmires. If you even are feeling weird, if you need encouragement, prayer, like I really need y'all to understand that we are here for each other. That it's not just, okay, listen, she's so wise or the Lord's using her, but it's also the Lord has to use me also in ways to edify you, to bring you up, to challenge you, to make sure that you understand who you are in Christ. Because if I am encouraging bad behavior, I'm not understanding who I am in Christ. And so, yes, in any way, I'm not here to judge y'all because, yeah, the Lord has delivered me, should I say. But we are here for each other. Any prayer points? Any help? If you even want to find time that we can do Bible study together, that would be beautiful. We can definitely do that because not only will I be holding you accountable, you'll be holding me accountable because I too fall short. And so we thank the Lord for all that he has done, that we may be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. But with that being said, let me pray us out. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. I give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the honor, for you alone are worthy, Lord. You deserve it all, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that we step into our called out season, Lord Jesus, where you are calling us into higher, where you are challenging us, Father God, to do more, Lord, for the kingdom, Lord, wherever that may look like, however that may look like, Lord Jesus, whether it be in tests and trials, Lord Jesus, or be in blessings, Lord Jesus. But Father God, help us to steward them well. Help us to have the heart posture of proper stewardship in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you all the glory and adoration, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. God bless you all. Bye.